Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Let's talk about that one then, pain. You say it threatens teachability because it causes us to pull away from people and circumstances we could otherwise learn from. So I'd love for you to say more about this roadblock of pain.
Sure. Well, a great illustration of that is, you know, if you're in your kitchen and you're working, preparing a meal, and you slam your finger in a drawer, what's the natural human response? The human response of that is you pull your hand out as fast as you can, and what do? We pull it close to our body, and maybe we cup it in our other hand, maybe we put it in our mouth, you know, we kind of suck on our finger or something, you know, or maybe we stick it in our pocket really fast. Why is that? Because when pain hits our life, physical pain being the illustration here, our natural inclination as human beings is to pull away. Well, what's true in the natural is also true in the emotional. It's true in the spiritual, that any time we experience pain in our life, our natural human inclination is going to be to pull away. Well, guess what? We can't learn what we need to learn from someone else if we are pulling ourselves away from them. And so that's what pain does. The illustration I give, Susie, is the illustration of a wall, that when we experience pain in our life, it's like someone lays a brick in front of us. And then if we don't knock it down and push it out of the way and clear out that path, that brick will harden in place. And over time, we start to get layer upon layer upon layer of bricks until at first it's just an inconvenience to step over those bricks if we want to go somewhere, those bricks of pain. But over time, and all of us have seen people who have allowed decades and years of painful experiences and thoughts to build up around the wall of their life until we can't see over the wall anymore. Well, when that happens, we start to believe that the inside of that wall is our reality. Well, now we've become completely out of touch with reality. Why? Because of undealt with pain that we have to take and knock down those walls of pain that we've built up around our heart.
Wow, and that's such an important word, because there are Christians, I say this often, who are saved, and they realize when they die that they were saved but never free. They never lived free. And even with all that pain, because this life on earth can be so difficult, there still has to be a desire to become better, a desire to change, a desire to learn, as you say. I know people, and I know you do too. I know a woman who is terribly battered by her husband. And that would have been enough if you would know what this woman went through to crawl in a hole and die and point to every dysfunction in her life as to this, because he beat me so often. This woman opened a shelter for battered women. I mean, there are people like that who go, I'm going to take this thing that just tried to destroy me, and I'm going to press into God and turn the table on the enemy and make him so sorry he ever messed with me. And then they make their mark on the world. But then there's others who say, well, my pastor didn't acknowledge that that was my idea, and they leave with a church wound and never get over it. I mean, it's just tragedy to me. And the distinction really is teachability, isn't it?
That's it. It really, I'm telling you, it's really the key to everything, is our ability to be teachable and to be open to learning and growing and changing. And again, as believers, we know the Holy Spirit wants to help us in that. He is our paraclete, the one who comes alongside, our helper, who helps us become more like Christ. That's the essence of teachability.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.